This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Smoke rose from the aftermath of airstrikes in Gaza City on Tuesday as the Israeli military continued their barrage of strikes on what it says are militant targets in the territory. Tuesday's strikes come as Israeli airstrikes killed at least six people across the Gaza Strip and destroyed the home of an extended family early Wednesday. Hamas-run Al-Aqsa Radio said one of its reporters were killed in an airstrike in Gaza City. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told foreign diplomats Wednesday that as he sought to rally support, "We are engaged right now in forceful deterrence." A group of UN human rights experts said in a statement Tuesday that the actions of both sides could amount to war crimes. Zhao Lijian, China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesperson, again urged the U.S. to support the UN Security Council in promoting a political resolution to de-escalate the Palestinian-Israeli conflict, as Washington claimed it's pursuing a quiet, intensive diplomacy. He said earlier today, "I'm not sure what exactly the U.S. side meant by quiet, intensive diplomacy and what effect that has produced. What we have seen is continued escalation of the Palestinian-Israeli conflict over the past few days and the tragic suffering of innocent civilians, including women and children. What we have heard is the longing and cry for peace from the chaos and ruins of war." The United States, Israel's top ally, blocked for a third time on Monday what would have been a unanimous statement by the 15-nation UN Security Council expressing grave concern over the intensifying Israeli-Palestinian conflict and the loss of civilian